531.
PM News at 2 PM. Kia ora na, I'm Mina Amso. Auckland police have released details of a man believed to be involved in last night's Sandringham robbery and fatal stabbing. The man is said to have been wearing dark clothing, black pants with white writing down the side and a black and white bandana across his face. Police are asking anyone with CCTV footage or information to contact them. This comes as about 100 Sandringham residents gathered near the dairy today in a show of support. The opposition party's proposal to put youth offenders in a military academy for a year is receiving a backlash from Pacific community leaders. Ex-cop turned Auckland City Councillor Al Filipina says the proposed model isn't going to work for Pacifica youth offenders. He says he's yet to see a plan on how the National Party will provide support for the family as well as the offenders.
What happens with the aina, the family that ends up, you know, with the young son, daughter going into these boot camps? Is there going to be support for them? Because it's pointless trying to do this boot camp for the teenagers or the people that end up going on there, and nothing gets done with supporting the ainga.
To the Pacific, the police commissioner in Tonga is urging the public not to speculate on social media about a fatal house fire. Earlier this month, Tui Mala Muala died in a fire at her home in Vava'u, with local police completing an inquest the next day, listing the cause of death as smoke inhalations and severe burns. Her family has disputed the findings and asked for further investigation, prompting a storm of videos and commentary across social media. Shane McLennan has a message to those who have video footage or might have evidence.
Social media is not a place where investigations are conducted, and it's not the place to air this sort of information and grievance. If people have a grievance or have information that you think may assist, then it's quite simple. Contact the local police.
McLennan says for those who have expressed a lack of faith in Vava'u police, information can be brought forward to Tongan Police Headquarters. And to sports, Papua New Guinea men's and women's rugby sevens team have qualified for the 2023 World Cup Sevens Challenger Series in Chile. Their promotions follow their successful campaign at the Oceania Rugby Sevens Challenge, which was held over the weekend in Australia. On the women's side, Palais were unbeaten throughout the tournament and finished on top. And the men's, the Puk Puks, surprisingly lost to Niue 12-14 in the pool stage, but managed to top Pool B. Both teams qualified to play in the finals against Samoa and Tonga, but the matches were called off due to bad weather. That's PMN News at 2 PM. For more Pacific news and sport, go to pmnnews.co.nz.